going into spring, Auburn has so many pass rushing options. I can't wait to see how they use them.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
Yes, sir. We're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. Happy Monday. Let's get this week kicked off and started on the right foot. Today, we're going to be talking about Auburn pass rushing options as spring approaches. We're a little bit right at a month away now. We're going to look at some of the different position battles and depth chart by position, and look at what options Auburn has, you know, across the board, and what are the goals going into spring, and then how you can get better, obviously. And today we're going to be talking about pass rushing options. I was just looking at the depth chart, just looking at the roster, and holy cow at the options Auburn's going to have this year. And we'll dive into that in just a second. But before we get started, we got to give a shout out to Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. Go to UncleKeith'sRedSauce.com. Use coupon code TheBarn25 to take 25% off your order. It's an Auburn family, an Auburn product. It's locally made. It's almost no preservatives, no additives, just fresh product that you can get salsa coming to your house. You can get mild. You can get spicy. You can find it in the grocery store as well. What better way to spice things up? You know, it's good to just have salsa on deck. Just every so often, you just need a snack. You just go to the refrigerator, grab some salsa, and Uncle Keith's Red Sauce needs to be your go-to. So definitely check them out. Don't forget the coupon code at the website, TheBarn25. Uncle Keith's Red Sauce, it's good, y'all. All right, let's talk about the pass rushing options. I found this kind of interesting. We always say edge. We use the term edge, and I think mostly that's because the recruiting websites and recruiting sites, when they break down positions, they use edge. That's the term they use. But I was looking at the Auburn roster, and this may not mean anything, and that's why I labeled this pass rushing options and not just edges or outside linebackers or things like that, because Auburn has them listed a little bit different on the official roster. They listed as Buck, first of all, and there's only three listed, and that's Jamonta Waller, Joseph Phillips, and Kieron Crawford. But we know there's going to be a ton more pass rushing options guys are going to utilize to get after the quarterback, and we're going to talk about each one of those. Those guys are listed on the roster as defensive line. Again, I don't think that necessarily means anything, but I just found it kind of interesting. Number one, they don't even use the term that we've been using so much, and then there's only three listed. So But again, you're going to utilize a lot of different guys to pass rush, get after the quarterback, and I'm excited to see how Auburn shakes this thing out, how Auburn utilizes all these guys, because you're kind of getting to the point where you have a lot of tools in the tool shed that you can utilize to get pressure on the quarterback. Auburn struggled a little bit. I felt like you could get back there at times, but couldn't really consummate it with sacks. And I think sacks are what kind of takes you to the next level. Auburn was sort of middle of the road in the SEC in sacks last year. And, you know, when we talk about those big third down plays and getting off the field, rushing the passer is big. You know, that was our Achilles heel at times on defense. The very few things that you could point to on the defense that struggled, pass rushing is going to be the key. So who do we have? Who are all these guys? Let's talk about those and talk about some wild cards and then how everything shakes out. Obviously, you got Kieron Crawford. He's going to be your veteran of the group. He's going to be your leader. But oddly enough, and I know this is hard to believe, he didn't register a sack last year. Had a lot of hurries, had a solid amount of tackles, but he did not register a sack last year. I would credit him with a couple that I can think of off the top of my head. One in particular was a sack from DeMarcus Riddick where Kieron Crawford rushed a guy directly into him. He was very good in contain. He was very good with tackles for loss. He was very good at setting the edge. He was good. He was good in a lot of places, but just pure pass rushing, getting after the quarterback and ending up with sacks. He did not register a sack last year. So that's obviously something you're going to want to see a lot more of if you're going to be that guy. Now, Jalen McLeod was your guy last year. So that took a lot of the starting reps, took a lot of the big reps, a lot of the big snaps. So I'm sure that played into a little bit of him not registering a sack. But that's going to be your veteran of the group that you got to have, that you're depending a lot of. You're putting a lot of, you know, putting a lot of your stock in for this upcoming season. You just added Chris Murray from Sam Houston State. I'm hearing a lot of really good things about him physically. He came in looking like a, you know, NFL body, NFL type body. That speaks, that's one part of it. You got to be in shape. You got to have the discipline to be able to, you know, do the thing to get your body in shape, to be able to, you know, take on the grind of the SEC. He's actually one of those guys that was listed on defensive line and not as a buck though. But again, I don't think that necessarily matters. He's going to be a big time pass rushing option. You brought him in to get after the pass rusher. I don't care what his title is. You know, could that just matter situationally when he goes in? That could be it, but you're going to need him in pass rushing situations. That's why you brought him in. Last year he had 5.5 sacks, a pile of pressures, just a motor that doesn't quit. And another thing I like about Chris is he's got multiple years to play. It's very similar to Jalen McLeod, very similar to Keyron Crawford. Auburn's done really well so far at utilizing these, I guess, lower tier schools and identifying, you know, guys that can be pass rushers that have multiple years that you can come in and maybe develop a little bit for a year, play sparingly, and then be the guy your next year. Sort of similar to like the old school JUCO. Like that's how, you know, you used JUCO back in the day. Auburn's been really good at finding these guys, and hopefully Chris Murray can be next in line. You know, he can be the next guy in line. I really like his upside, like his length, quick first step. He has a lot of technique as far as the way he uses his hands, his leverage, good bend. I think that's one thing they talk about a lot with pass rushing. Pass rushers is being able to get that bend so you can get a dip and get around the corner, get around that that offensive tackle. Hasn't had, you know, a lot of big game experience as far as, you know, playing against top competition. But again, that's why you got guys like Keyron Crawford in front of him, you know, where they can sort of maybe feed off each other a little bit, and he doesn't have to be thrown completely in the fire, but excited to see what he can do. Amaris Williams, almost lost him. He went into the portal, said, no, I'm just kidding, came out of the portal. I'm not sure exactly where he fits. I'm not sure exactly where he ends up. I honestly think he took more snaps last year as sort of like Keldrick Falk, like a Keldrick Falk backup. That's why he didn't get a ton of playing time. But regardless, he's been listed. He was recruited as an edge. He's obviously got some pass rushing skills. I think you better get him on the field this year somehow. And I don't know that defensive end behind Keldrick Falk is going to be the answer, because Keldrick Falk's a beast and Keldrick Falk's going to have to not really come off the field very much. So with everything that went on last year, he's got so much freakish potential. You need to find a way to get him on the field and get him some experience and get him some snaps, because people are you know, calling him. Clearly people are calling him. He could have gone anywhere he wanted to last year, or not last year, as a you know, high school recruit. Got to get him in the mix, and I think he's got a lot of tools to be a really explosive pass rusher. Jamonta Waller, we did not see a lot of him last year, really at all. He broke his foot at some point in time, missed basically the whole year. But this was a guy out of high school that was like, you know, one of the more explosive pass rushers in high school football. He's not very tall, and his initial burst is maybe the best on the team. He is explosive. And again, you have almost a full year where he didn't get to play because of an injury. So he should be fresh. He should be motivated. He should be ready to go. This is another kid, man. You got to find a way to play him. You got to find a way to get him on the field and keep him happy, because he could be the future if he can hang in there and be patient. But gosh, with everything that goes on these days and the portal and all that good stuff, it's tough. It's really tough. Don't forget about Joseph Phillips. He came in that same class. I don't know where he fits. I just know he's so gifted athletically. He's very, very gifted. I'm not sure. Look at all the guys I just listed in front. I mean, he's one of those guys that's listed as Buck with Jamonta Waller and Kieron Crawford. I don't know if he makes a move to linebacker, but he has pass rushing skills. He's another option, another big time option. And then you got Jared Smith. Jared Smith was like the talk of the town this year. You're talking about a guy who you weren't even really sure. You're talking about a guy that has gone from, you weren't even really sure that he's a take because you don't even really know what kind of player he really can be. You just know he has really good measurables. He comes in for a workout, blows you away. You go ahead and you push for him, you get his commitment, and then you watch him every single Friday go out and make plays and get better and better and better. And you see people's jaws drop when they see his burst off the edge. He goes and does these workouts. He goes and does these all-star games and things like that. And people are just like, my gracious, look at this guy. This kid's going to be unreal. And then his ranking just keeps going up and up and up until he becomes like a five-star on multiple sites. I mean, he has the freakish size and gifts that, I mean, you're talking about there are some NFL defensive, pass rushers that look like this. Like, this kid looks like an NFL player as a true freshman. Now, I'm just talking about just the way he looks. I'm not talking about production on the field. We still got to see that. There's still going to be some development there, I'm sure. There's still going to be some stuff that he's got to learn. He's got to clean up and get better. But this is a kid who literally every time he steps on the field, he gets better. So everybody that I just listed in front of him, you better buckle your chin straps and you better get ready to go work, because Jared Smith is more athletically gifted than everybody I just listed. And he is motivated and he gets better every time he steps out on the field. So all those guys, man, the options, how do you make all that work? How do you make all those guys happy? It feels good. It feels comforting to know that you got so many of those guys that you can turn to throw in there if you get an injury. If it's a different type of matchup, so you got to scheme it a little bit different. You got different options of guys to, throw in there for different schemes. You got a lot of really cool options. Wild cards. You got a couple of wild cards too. Pass rushing options. Got to start with DeMarcus Riddick. Look, last year it's inarguable. The defense changed when DeMarcus Riddick was put on the field, starting at like Oklahoma. The defense changed in so many ways when DeMarcus Riddick was put on the field. Now, he wasn't necessarily put on the field as a true edge or true buck or whatever you want to call it, but he was mainly used for containment. You saw Auburn be able to be way more effective when you had a running quarterback, being able to contain a running quarterback. Obviously, Jalen Milroe had a great day in the Iron Bowl, But other than that, for the most part, you held Oklahoma in check outside of one run, which was not around the edge. It was like right up the gut. You held a lot of the mobile quarterbacks that you faced after DeMarcus Riddick started playing in check. So how are they going to utilize him? I talked to, I had the interview with him, and even he said he wasn't 100% sure how Auburn was going to use him this coming up year. Is he going to play more traditional linebacker? Is he going to do a little bit more of what he did last year and kind of build on that? Regardless, he's a freak. He's an absolute freak. He's one of the he'll be one of your faster guys on defense that is front, not fastest linebacker, fastest guy, like safety, corner, doesn't matter. You're talking about one of the faster guys on the defense. Could Auburn use him somewhat like Harold Perkins? I mean, he's that type of athlete to me. He could be that type of athlete. Harold Perkins, they put him all over the field. It didn't matter. You wanted to get him on the field, and you could put him anywhere and say, go get the ball, and he could make plays. I think that would be a cool role, sort of like a – I don't even know what you would call it. I mean, we just got to call it Harold Perkins' role. I mean, that's kind of what I see. They're similar size. They're similar gifts. I think he could be a Harold Perkins-type player. And then you got J.J. Falk, another freshman, very highly rated, very similar to Jared Smith in the sense that he played small school football and dominated. But whenever he would go to these bigger camps, whenever he would go to these bigger all-star games and things like that, that's when people started to take notice of him and say, man, he can compete at any level. You know, he's 6'3", 230 plus. He's listed as a true linebacker, but will he stay there? I mean, he's got the size and speed. I mean, could he be sort of like a hybrid guy to play linebacker and then step down and play, come off the edge, you know, similar to like a Micah Parsons or something like that? They're very similar. They're similar as far as their measurables go. He may not be quite as fast as Micah Parsons, but will he stay there? Again, got a few wild cards in there that you could throw in who could be, X factor as far as pass rushing goes, that they're not necessarily listed as your traditional buck or defensive lineman, but they're definitely going to be a part of the pass rushing attack. If not next year, DeMarcus Riddick for surely will in the very near future. J.J. Falk may have a little bit. He needs to hang in there and keep developing. It's just, man, you got some options. How's Auburn going to utilize this depth? That'll be the key question. I mean, who's going to be your big moment? Who's going to be your big third down pass rusher? I think a lot of it will depend on the formation and the style of offense you're going up against. But who's going to be that guy? That's one thing you got to figure out this spring. Who's going to be your go-to guy? My gut says it's going to be Keyron Crawford, but I would not be surprised that if Chris Kelly pushes for that or one of these other guys that I listed, but it feels like that's going to be your guy to go to. Hopefully he emerges this spring as your go-to guy. What type of blitz packages can you come up with? Holy cow, man. What can you do with DeMarcus Riddick? What can you do with some of these other guys that we talked about? You know, Jamonta Waller, is there some packages where you can utilize his speed? Amaris Williams, is there some packages where he could go in on third and long and you could utilize, you know, his speed and athleticism? Those are things you got to figure out this spring. Figure out ways to get off the field on third down. Rotations. How does Auburn work all these guys in? Like, is it going to be a, you know, how do you keep all these mouths fed? I mean, today's game, I mean, that's going to be something that's very, very important. That's got to be in the back of every coach's mind. You know, matchups. Do we have some guys that come up better against, you know, mobile quarterbacks versus pocket passer quarterbacks? I mean, that's something you got to think about. It go from game to game, it could be different. Auburn's got to improve a little bit on this on pass rushing. Again, that to me is the difference between a truly elite defense and just a good defense. Auburn was a really good defense last year, but they were not elite. And in part because of, I think, situations that the offense put them in, that put them in bad, you know, kept putting them in bad situations. And then I really think the Achilles heel was getting off the field on third down, and a lot of that had to do with getting pressure on the quarterback. You want to know why you drop eight and only rush three? Is because you're not 1,000% sure you can get to the quarterback if you blitz or if you rush with four. So if you're not 1,000% sure on third and long, it's a little bit, you're a little bit reticent to send extra guys and possibly leave somebody open. Now, it bit us both ways, so it didn't matter. But if you feel better about being able to get to the quarterback, you're not so leery of sending an extra guy, or you're not so leery of sending, you know, four, or, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter, like, whatever number you want to send, you're not so unsure or unsettled about sending those guys because you feel like you're going to be able to get back there. And that's what you got to figure out this spring. You got to be able to figure out ways that you can affect the passer better than you were last year. Again, you were ninth, I think, tied for ninth in the SEC in sacks with 28, down from the year prior, believe it or not, had 31 the year prior. Did play in an extra game, but still, you got to get a little bit better. I mean, like Ole Miss had 52 sacks. You had 28, so he almost doubled you up. Texas, South Carolina, up in the 40s. To me, you need to be up in the high 30s to be, you know, if you can get up in the, you know, mid to high 30s, you're doing stuff. You know, that's all. That's two sacks a game. Two sacks a game could really change games, especially depending on when those come. And then the thing about sacks, when you're having two sacks a game, you're probably having way more pressures. You're frustrating quarterbacks. Auburn's just got to get better there. That's got to be one of the keys. And one of the ways you get better, obviously, is you got to have players. You got to have guys that can do it. And Auburn has a plethora of dudes, freaky dudes that can get back there and hopefully make some plays. And that's why this spring is really big for pass rushing in general. So we got to see what happens. We got about a month until they actually from today. It's exactly a month, March 17th, whenever fall spring practice starts. So should be fun to watch this whole room develop and you know, where these guys shake out. And obviously we'll keep you covered the entire time. Guys, I really appreciate you listening. Definitely make sure to check out Uncle Keith's Red Sauce. You can check out thebarnauburn.com. Subscribe, you can take $25 off your annual membership for 2025. All kinds of great conversation, community, recruiting news, team news, basketball news, baseball news. The baseball coverage is second to none. Lindsey Crosby is absolutely killing it with baseball coverage. That's a niche for Auburn fandom, but there's a lot of dudes out there that I know really crave good baseball info, and you can't beat Lindsey Crosby. You just can't do it. He's the best out there. So a lot of good stuff going on at the barn. Definitely should make sure to check us out. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. New content dropping every single day. And guys, if you like this video, like it. If you like this channel, subscribe to it. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. We're going to be back every single day. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.